This morning's scripture reading is in the book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 15 to 26. We will read responsively, and I'll read the odd number verses. You would follow with the even numbered verses. And then we'll read together the last passage, which is chapter 13, verse 22. So, chapter 11, the book of Acts. Verse 15, will you turn the page, shall we all rise together to read God's word together? The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 15. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. So, if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God? Now those who had been scattered by the persecution in connection with with Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. When he arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for the whole year, Barnabas and Saul... Let's turn to chapter 13, verse 22, and read it together. Chapter 13, verse 22. After removing Saul, he made David the king. He testified concerning him, "I found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do." Please be seated. This is the word of the Lord. We are delighted to have a special speaker this morning. It's Elder Manchar Yu. Normally, Elder of the Church need no introduction. But because this is first experience with our Anglican congregations, we want to extend a special welcome to him. Elder Yu was one of the founding members of the Church. In all these 25-plus years, he has served the Lord faithfully, tirelessly, and also involved with all area of ministries. Early days in the church, I'm sure, involving not only the choir, but also sweeping the floors and everything. In recent years, we see less and less of him, not because he's traveling around the world to go sightseeing, but actually he's been active, trying to break new grounds in the mission field, so that the mission team from the church and people that have heart to serve in the mission area would have found the path how to do it. So he'd been traveling rather extensively. Probably, I think his days at home probably less than when he's traveling. So we are really quite privileged and very happy to have him to minister to us this morning. Let's welcome him.
Good morning, everyone. This is a new page of RCCC history for 26 years. I'm the first time preacher at the English service because I used to be responsible for schedule or pulpit arrangement, so I just schedule myself out. Since then I realized as an elder and of the church, and I don't want to miss the opportunity to have fellowship with you. So then I said, okay, I will come once just to meet people. Okay. So maybe next time you hear from me, maybe another 26 years. And I wish if that happens, you all will be here. And that will be a great reunion. My computer always locks me off, so I have to push it. Okay. Since I told the public committee said that I will be here, and also told my family I will be here, my kids start to nervous. And the son told me the same day, Daddy, you should start to speak in English at home today. And I think he's more nervous than I do right now at this moment. And even Thomas mentioned to me, so I'll do you a favor. I will make sure your kids sit in the first row. But they are not, okay? And Thomas, who was a friend, tried to help me, but he find a good reason and sneak out himself and preach at other church. So I will talk to him, and I will give him a personal sermon after he returns at his personal office. Because we're good friends, I cannot let him miss these good ones. Okay, I want to share with you the subject of following his steps. And what that means is following Jesus. And because I cannot look back, so I have to look forward for my laptop. So if I cannot go through 9 by 9, but page by page, and only highlight a few things, because time is very short. So three reasons I come here. Number one, to meet you guys. I already done that. So one third already done. The second thing is to share with you of some of my burden. That's RCCC is a church, a vision-driven church, and that I want to share with you. The second part is RCCC, the third part is I will show you some pictures of at the mission field. RCCC is a mission-engaged church. When I was young, I always want to be like David, because David is after his heart. So that's why I share the first E1 with the younger people, with after his heart. Because God is looking for people after his heart. And when he found David, and God is so pleased with him. So from Moses to David, for 400 years, God's glory is not with his people. So people in front of God without the blessing and without his glory. Until God find David. And David is a person after his heart. As soon as he became the king, the first priority for him to restore the worship of God. So the glory came upon David's kingdom as well, like with Moses before. So within this 400 years, God keep looking for people after his heart. When I grow older, I get him more like I love poor more than David. It's not what I changed, because I want not only after his heart to know him better, I also want to do real thing after him. There was a book 2 years ago, 3 years ago, very popular, called Walk on the Water. I don't know how many of you read that. And I will not go through the book, but the main point was, if you really want to walk on the water, you have to get your feet wet first. If you stay on the boat, keep talking about walking on the water, you can do nothing. Whoever have the faith, who determined all your life but one thing, to follow Jesus' step, and you will see miracle things will happen to you. There used to be company have a golden fish tank. They have many beautiful, about 11 beautiful small tiny fish, 3 inches long, red and other color, very pretty. One day, those fish tank have been broken. They have no other fish tank. So they have to rescue those poor little beautiful fish. So they just put into the fountain in front of the company. And they try to buy a bigger tank. So after 2 months, they got their big tank and put it in the water. So they try to get the old fish back to the tank. So they try to catch the fish. And they couldn't find any tiny fish. And they got a monster longer than a foot. This is not their fish, but look like the same color. And they found one after another one, 11 of them. Every fish is like more longer than 1 foot. Because of why? Because they step out of the comfort zone of the tank and walk into like a big fountain, like a swimming pool. So because they step out, they grow as well at the same time. At RCCC, maybe you're enjoying the fellowship here, you're enjoying the worship here, and you feel so good. But until you really follow Jesus, step out from your comfort zone, from your wonderful life, funny, joyful life. Not my will, but your will be done. You will see God is so real. The real God is out there doing wonderful things. From eternity to eternity, God keep doing his wonderful work. He's just looking for people. He's really awake and realize what he is doing and follow along after him. If we're just doing our things, you will get nothing done. So I'll talk to you about today about the steps of Jesus. Don't you see? I cannot turn back. Okay. Help me. And you move. The step of Jesus, I only go through this page slowly, and the rest will be fine. Here I am. I have come to do your will, O God. That's the only purpose for Jesus to come. Then he said, the Son of Man came to save what was lost, to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Jesus came to save and to serve and to give his life. That's his step. That's what I try to emphasize. I don't have too much things to tell you, but the focus is Jesus is come here to save, come here to serve, and come here to give. This generation is keep taking and not giving, but only from him we have the blessing we can give. And then he said, yeah, not my will, but yours be done. This is at the garden before he being crucified. My wife and I, we went to that place before. Right before the rock, they said that Jesus prayed at the rock. And we sat there holding hands and meditate how wonderful, what's the everlasting love. Jesus shed his blood for people like us. It's really, really history and the reality became one. The feeling is so real. I feel like Jesus is really shedding his blood like the Niagara Falls is upon my heart. And my whole life, we are not apart from it. And then he said, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is you remember all the time. Thy will be done. That is it. That's the only purpose for church. You just sing the song. Okay. From heaven to the earth, from throne to the cross, from glory to the grave. I couldn't remember this song. That's I call Uncle Wei, if you can find it. And he did. Thanks. Okay. From next page. For next page, the scripture is what we just read. The step of Jesus in Holy Spirit. You know, the 30 books of Old Testament is pointing to Jesus coming. And the 4 gospel book is telling us what Jesus doing and teaching on the earth. The book of Acts is still what Jesus is talking and doing, but in heaven, not on earth. So this is the book of Acts. But with the Holy Spirit, Jesus still stepped forward to fulfill God's internal purpose and will. And whoever realizes that, and follow the flow of the Holy Spirit. Follow the step of Jesus and follow the will of God. And we are a servant of God. And I want all of us to be like that. So I use a few examples and to share with you with how people really step out, follow Jesus. Holy Spirit came to glorify and witness Jesus and to give eternal life, to guide us into the truth and comfort us. I use 3G, then 3E. And to empower us for His great commission, to enrich church with heavenly blessing from the Father, and lastly, to equip us for His kingdom ministry. Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. I worry about people who want to go for mission, but without even knowing God on your knee, or get the truth from the Bible. I mentioned that to the young kids before, I never intended to come to the United States. At my junior college, I determined to stay in Taipei as a pastor because I consecrated myself when I was 8th grade. I didn't know anything about being full-time. So scared lots of my parents because they thought I wanted to quit school to become a pastor at 8th grade. Of course, there is no such thing. I had no idea. But God, when I made the promise, when I consecrated myself all my life, God never leave me alone. His mercy, His presence, He kept His promise, even I couldn't keep mine. So I tried to be a pastor in Taipei until I met my wife after I graduated. That's why I dropped my English, so told her everything. So I refused to study English because I said, Taipei, why I need English for? Anyway, that's not funny. And okay, after I met my wife, and she was on her way to study in the United States. But one day, her father called me from Hong Kong. And he said, Mencha, you are such a wonderful young people. I hate it, okay? And because I am. And I bless your marriage. But promise me one thing, only one thing. I said, what? Let my daughter go. Like God talked to the king of Egypt, let my people go. Let my daughter go to United States to study. How could I refuse that, right? Otherwise, the wedding will be off. So the only thing I said, okay, God's way is higher than my way. I cannot argue with it. So I have to open my English book, to take the TOEFL and the GRE, all kinds of tests, so and so. Took me 2 years, finally, arrived here. And I tried to serve the Lord, but sometimes God has His own way, higher way. When I came to New Jersey, I couldn't find a good church. Okay, I may say it later. I don't want to start it to tell too much. But anyway, after we got here, we couldn't find a good church to start with. I was crying out to the Lord, why you took me here? You should took me to California. There are so many good churches. Anyway, that's the reason why I got here. But we started the church without the pastor. We only started with 17 people. And we only have the same heart and the purpose. We try to build a church, do everything after His own heart, and we follow in His steps. That's all we pray for it. We only have 17 people who cares about you, like smaller than lots of cell groups. But we prayed together for 2 to 3 years. And we said, God, we want to serve you with all our heart. And nothing but your will be done. And this was my church searching before. I met a brother before. He told me, he said, two things I like. Number one, I'm also a church searcher because I've been visiting all the good churches in Taipei. I try to find which one is the best church and what's the best factor, elements to be a good church. I visited all churches and listening to those famous speakers, including lay people and the pastors. And then I realized I cannot find any perfect ones because we are not perfect. But I also, from there, I believe one thing. By God's grace, we can do all things because He's faithful. So from that day, in my heart, I said, if we one day will start a church, we are not belongs to any denomination. We are not tied up by any background. We will back to the Bible. We will on our knees and to seek His will, and His will be done. No matter how many people, no matter how many years, we want to be, as a church, always follow His leading, anytime. And we are not belongs to any denomination. We only belong to Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. He can find a church. He can do anything about it because we obey and trust Him. Amen. Please don't fall into sleep, okay? And so many people laughing at me. When I walk out today, everybody have a big smile at me. I said, why you smile like that? Oh, my wife told me you are preacher at the English. I walk in here, and Elder Ji Yao walking out, and he has a big smile. How about your English? I said, what are you talking about? And then I tried to find my cable of the PC. I couldn't find it, so I went back to there, and I met Paul Dimina on the way. He said, that direction. So everybody have fun have no mercy on me. Okay. But anyway, I'm here to let you know that's the hidden elder is still here, still alive. Also want to share with you, RCCC is your church driven by vision. His will is our vision. His step is our purpose. We cannot just sitting here, keep taking. We will step out, follow Him, and do wonderful things. I have many stories, but I don't have time to tell you that. And so this is what I want to share with you. Okay. So next one, I want to share the person. So Jesus, His step is to accomplish the will of God. And then Holy Spirit came. And also honor Jesus, and Jesus is walking among church, among us in Holy Spirit. Then the apostles come, and the first one is Peter. Peter followed Jesus all the way from Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. He is such a wonderful person. I like him very much, and because he is as stupid as so many people. And he is arrogant, like so many people. And he also like outspoken. He speaks faster than he thinks. He thinks after he speaks. That's a better way. Okay. But he changed. He stepped out. He stepped out from his weakness, from his nature. Let me put it that way. Because he totally changed. And at the Pentecost, he stood up, preached the gospel about the resurrected Jesus. 3,000 people converted. He went to the gate of Beautiful with John. And he healed the sick and preached the word. And 5,000 people converted. And he been put into jail. But he has the fire. And God is using him to open the door. He is the door opener. No matter where he went, he opened the door. And he brings the heaven to earth. Every time he prayed, lay hands at the believers at the Samaria, the Holy Spirit came. He went to the Gentiles and preached the word of God, and the Holy Spirit came. Now, he is the one, no matter where he stepped to, and God's kingdom is advancing after his steps. How wonderful to be a person like that. Where you go, you bring the salvation. You bring the kingdom of heaven to save people. That's what Peter became. Wonderful guy. And then at the Bible chapter 11, we just read when he returned to Jerusalem after he visited the Gentiles at Cornelius' house. And before he came, he went down there. He realized one thing. If he really preached to the Gentiles, his leadership position will be gone. Because all the Jews want Christians to be like Jews. Unless you convert to Jew, you are not saved. Because only Jews are sanctified. All others, not holy enough. Okay. Only Jewish people are God's people. So they want control Jesus, all the New Testament, all the salvation within Jewish tradition. And God wants people to step out of this. And he is facing the entire country. All the believers at Jerusalem who still bondage by the tradition of Jewish. But he knew God's kingdom is for the world. It's not only for Jew. So he stepped out, preached the gospel. When he returned, people rose up and confronted him and against him. Even people couldn't deny this is the ministry, the wonderful work of the Lord. But since then, Jacob became number one at the church. Peter lost his seat of a leader. So this is the price you're willing to pay when you serve the Lord. And is this the price you're willing to pay when all people are against you? And they said you did the wrong thing. But you follow Jesus. You know that's from the Lord. Dare you to be a pioneer for his kingdom. Believe me, I try to learn. And with the faith, he is my God. Nothing is impossible as long as I do his work. When the third year the church started, I've been appointed as the chairman of the co-worker team after John. And at that time, God called me one day when I prayed. God said, you will be in charge of the building committee because we're doing out of space like now, like poor Uncle Wei doing right now. But at that time, I just became the moderator. And then I talked to God. I said, no, I have three older brothers, Elder John, Dean Lee, and another Daniel. I said, in no way I will do that at the same time. But anyway, I said, but I'll watch. So one day, four of us sat together talking about the building committee and so. And three of those older brothers turned back to me, pointed to me, Mencha, you do it. So when God spoke, things will be done. We only have $60,000. And with the 60 units, people, if you're single, you are one unit. If family, just one unit. We only have 60. And the building we finished with 1.1 million cash. Okay, because for God, nothing is impossible. As long as God spoke, then you just follow. You step out. Step out of your face. For God, nothing is impossible. Amen? That's me. And you. So that's RCCC. We only have the fear of the Lord. And then we have no fear. In my dictionary, I only have the fear, the vocabulary. Fear the Lord. I don't have the vocabulary of fear. As long as I know that his will, then I follow how long? No fear. Okay. So that's Peter. And Peter said when he getting older, and in the book of 1 Peter, be shepherds of God's flock in accordance with the will of God as examples to your flock. RCCC will encourage each co-worker, each leader, lead by good example and follow the example of Jesus Christ. So we move to the next person. I will be very, very quick. Barnabas. I learned this one from my son because I used to say the Barnabas. and then he's a banana. And that's it. So that's my boy. not good. You have to honor your parents, even if they're not good. So Barnabas. He is a person. He following Jesus. He is a good man, full of Holy Spirit and the faith. I always want to be people like him. A church. People can find good men. In Taiwan, they did a survey for why people don't want to convert to Christian. We thought the number one reason will be the idol worship. No, that's the third one. The first one was because Christian not showing good examples. Sometimes even bad. Second thing, not enough Christian to approach them. No one preach gospel to them. They know nothing about gospel. The third one was idol worship. So dear brothers, sisters, you are good enough to be the witness of Jesus Christ because we've been so blessed. You just tell people the story. You've been blessed. That's more than enough. And point to Jesus and bring them to church. That's all you need to do. And he is a man of blessing. Where he went, people have been blessed. Great number of people he brought to the Lord. And he also brought Paul to Antioch. He also a good leader. Tried to find better leaders for God's kingdom. Let me say one more time. I'm the one too. I'm always looking for better leaders for the church. I pray many prayers. Lord, please raise up better people for you to use. Even raise more young people, better ones, can preach the gospel and can do your will. And that's our prayer. And Barnabas also doing that. And he also award visions sent by the Holy Spirit. And later on, Paul became the leader, but he is joyful to let Paul to lead. We have to learn from him. That's his steps. And his steps bless all the people and encourage all the people. Then comes to Paul and the person I'm learning from now. Turn people from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. That's his ministry. That we step out for to save the lost as Jesus. Turn people from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. So it's not by our mighty and the strength, but by his. Because we cannot act against the darkness without the authority from Jesus Christ. Because he is the head of the church. I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. He is a man step out with heavenly visions. That's where we should be. And I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. That's my prayer when I getting older. I think this will be my subject for next 26 years. After next sermon here. Then, something I go very quick. The Church of Antioch is what's the step of Jesus Christ. He moved forward from Jerusalem and to Antioch and will reach out to the unreached world. Antioch became a mission center, a mission sending base, and God using Barnabas and also Paul to build this church. But this church started without any apostles, no famous one. Bible didn't even mention any name, but just said the disciples, like you and me, no name written. But those people started the church. The church became the honorable vessel God can use to do his things. This is a church formed by general, regular believers. And they are people faithful. They follow Jesus. They can deny their faith and stay in Jerusalem without any persecution. But they're willing to drop all they have. And then they are suffering. They scatter around and upon their tribulation because of their faith. And they preach all the way. They preach the word. They preach for Jesus. When Peter preached, Peter said the word, save people. So today, lots of sermons from the pulpit is only for information. It's only for changing ideas from the internet, from the commentary. It's not saving people's life anymore. So we have to pray for all the speakers step on the pulpit. They preach the word of God, which can save people's life. Amen? And that's the word is for. It's not for us to know better of knowledge base. Okay, and they also do the mission, they cross culture, language, to reach the unreached people for God. This is lay people. It's not full-time missionary. But they, because they follow Jesus, step out their family, their homeland, and to the strange fields. They also witness Jesus, and they call them Christian, because they manifested the beauty of Christ, and they live out their faith. It's not only lives. There used to be a story. A tiger tried always eat people passing the mountain road. And the one of the angels told the tiger, so you cannot eat any Christians, because Christians are sons, children of God. He said, how could I know which one is Christian, which one is not? And he said, because the Christian will smell good, because they have the beauty of Christ. So one day, the angel, very angry, called the tiger over. How could you eat a Christian? And eat a leader, famous leader. And the tiger said, I didn't. He said, you did. His name is Elder so-and-so. I don't want to say that. Okay. and the angel tried to remind him which day and where he did eat the church leader. Oh, he said, that person. Oh, yeah, I remember. I called him. I smell first. But I smell from his feet. So I start nothing. So I ate him. Until I eat his lips. Oh, he smell good. Because he read the Bible at church. When you just stand up, read the Bible. So his mouth has the good smell. But too late. He already finished him. So which means the Christian is not only what you say, but what you live out. That's what Antioch church, the lay people. And the people can see Jesus through their life. Is that what we want to be? Of course. Yeah, that's the point. Okay, then come to the RCCC. Oh, where is now? Okay. So from heaven, God loved the world, sent his begotten Son, died on the cross for us. And Jesus resurrected. And back to the heaven, sent Holy Spirit. And Jesus walking with the Holy Spirit, with his apostles, with his disciples, all the way across ages and centuries. Now, it's come to today. You and me. God still doing his work. And now, are we follow him? This is my point. So, is RCCC is really can pass in our blessing after we've been blessed. And RCCC, whom we studied, will try to build a church after his own heart and do all things according to his will. And with the same attitude, purpose, and the mind in Jesus Christ. So we are not hold down our own background, our doctrine, but come back to Bible and all pray together and follow Jesus. He is our model, only model. We talk about the same accord. It's not we compromise to each other, but we submit to Jesus Christ. That's what it's for, to know his will. And the rich consensus through the Bible and the prayer. We're often talking about one Bible and the two needs. The Bible is the truth. The needs is revealed by the Holy Spirit when we pray and kneel down. And the last one, unity in diversity. We can do all things different, different background, different language, and different think, but we unity in the Holy Spirit. We keep that. That's just the purpose of RCCC. The next one is a beautiful picture. And when I came to New Jersey, it's not beautiful at all. It's like a desert. So that's why I've been complaining to the Lord. And if you hit it, see, read it. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will make a way in the desert. And stream in the west land. One day when I made the same prayer, complain, God, take me to California. God spoke to me with that word. God is the awesome God and the living God. For 3 years, I prayed the same prayer. God may be tired of me. So finally, couldn't wait and remind me. I am God. I am the living water. I am the way. Where will be the water of stream? Right? All of a sudden, I had the fear of the Lord. I kneel down to the Lord. I confess my sin. I said, Lord, who am I? Dare to say you are not here. Because you are the God of heavens and the earth. Where you are, where is the river of life and the way of truth? So from that day on, I never had that second thought about moving out of New Jersey. Not mean my whole life, okay? I did not expect I stayed too so long. After 5 years of church started, I already prayed the Lord. Lord, now is ready. I can see RCCC already formed pretty good. Will not go too far away. So it's time. You can lead me to any place you want me to go. Not California, okay? Any place, include California, but not only California. Okay. That was my prayer. And from that day, I say, Lord, I believe you will make a stream in the desert. Make a way in New Jersey. So from that day on, I just consecrate myself again. I say, God, here is a person, weak and rebelling and usefulness. But as long as we can consecrate ourselves to you and someone you can 100% in control, you can do things. So I just give myself to the Lord. From that day on, not too long, we start RCCC Church. We started with no pastors, no other full-time ministers, just like a church of Antioch. We just started to do everything. We pray together. We look at the Bible together. We seek after His will together. And we step out to work. We don't talk to my good friends like you young people always grouping together. We step to the strangers to welcome them. To say, do you know the Lord? If not, okay, I have a good story to share with you. And we don't eat lunch because we're chatting with the new friends. We always welcome new friends. That's our heart. It's for Him. Yeah. So RCCC has been growing so fast that we couldn't even stop it. And we have to chase it. All right. So let me share you what I call RCCC is a vision-driven church. God gives church the world. Next page. Oh, this is too beautiful. Next one. Yeah. God gives church the world, and we reach out the world for Him. So I use the world and to share our vision. W, always for worship. So sure you like it, right? Worship and glorify the Lord. That's worship ministry. The next one is O. O is for what? Obey and teach His word. That's education. Okay. This is, I have pattern for that, okay? And R is reach the unreached. That's mission. I think Margaret like it, right? And the mission team, of course. And the L is love the Lord and one another, caring ministry. And what's the other one? You can develop and equip the saints to be able to serve and build up the body of Christ, the service. that's using the world to conclude our 5 minutes. Paul knocked his head. Very good, right? Okay, thank you. I'm so happy to see you. Even better now. Okay, the steps of RCCC, blessing after blessing, from community evangelism to global missions. And from the mercy seat to the LRP, Samuel asked me to spell it out because I thought everybody know. Least reach the people groups. That's what Margaret is going for, and what our mission team is focused on, is to, from the mercy seat, which means you have the inner life in front of the mercy seat to pray. And then you walk out to the front mission yard. One of the young couple, they got married. Before they got married, the young man always said to his girlfriend, said, oh, you are so pretty. Oh, you are the most beautiful girl in the world. Oh, keep going. After they married, I don't know how long, maybe they all gain weight like me. And they just, you know, too many things, busy at work and the kids and so on and so. So the husband and did not say that anymore. And the wife couldn't take it and complained to the husband. You used to say, I'm beautiful. And why you didn't say anything? Oh, he said, you're okay, don't worry about it. And the wife is keep asking him, am I still beautiful? And he denied to say anything. Okay, he refused to answer. And one day he still couldn't answer that. He said, oh, you're still beautiful. You know, if 10 is the toughest, you are 8. You only lack of 2, okay? And you have 8 of it. So you're good enough. The wife is not satisfied, but it's okay. So after a long time, she curious, what's the other 2 I lack of? And he keep pushing back to the husband again. What's the 2 I need the more? I don't have it. The husband said, no, I can tell you. I cannot tell you. Okay, you will kill me. Anyway, months after months, one day he couldn't resist at all. He said, okay, if I don't tell you, I will be you're going crazy, so I tell you. You just lack of 2. The inside beauty and the outside beauty. Okay. You just lack of the inner beauty and the outside beauty. You only lack 2. I don't know if you like that answer or not. If church, okay, church's co-worker and members, they don't spend time at the mercy seat, they will lose their inner beauty. Amen? If the church don't serve, don't after Jesus' step, don't follow Jesus' step, not just for mission, but here, the 5 ministry, anyone, if you don't serve, you just keep taking, not giving, you lost the outside beauty. Today's church, sometime, 8 out of 10 are pretty good. You're only missing 2. Okay, lots of church only missing 2. The inside and the outside. We don't want to be church like that. We don't want our life to be like that. We don't want our family like that, right? So let's move on. Spend time at the mercy seat. And then, we can reach out to our neighbor. Starting from community. And cross the ocean. We'll never make you and me a missionary unless we can do study from here. From the blessed church to a blessing church, and from receiving to giving and serving. This is what our CCC wants to be. Okay, from now on is my last part. The last part will be quick because this is the... Okay, please. Now starting the last part. Our CCC is a church engaged. Mission-engaged church is not only just mission-minded. That's why I step out from my comfort zone of RCCC to reach out. Reach out is not that easy. I've been sick all the time. And at Moscow, 2 months ago, I couldn't even stand up. And they have to save me as an emergency case. And I just visited the doctor. I just visited the doctor many times for my heart. I had chest pain for 2 weeks. And the doctor said, I said, I have good heart. Why I have chest pain? I'm not like Elder John. I have a good heart. You know, oh, we're good friends now. Yeah, for 29 years, we know each other, served together. We couldn't get rid of each other. Anyway, I said, a person with such a good heart, why I have chest pain? And Dr. Examy had the echo test, have the stress test. Finally, he said, you have a very good engine. You just abuse it. Too busy. And Dr. Heng Wai Wu used to be my family doctor, our family doctor, whom we stay here. And he warned me, like almost more than 15 years ago. He said, Mencha, if you keep working like this, you will have big problem. Too bad. He was right. I got sick, 1997. So I took a year sabbatical from church. After I returned, I refused to take anything administrative. I focused on people, focused on God's kingdom, and met new people, better people, to serve at the building committee. Uncle Wei is here now. All right. The Great Commission, make people disciple, MPD. Sammy wanted me to spell out, I refuse to do so. To the kids should listen to the parents, not parents listen to the kids, even good otherwise. So make people disciple, easy to remember, to the ends of the earth. This is RCCC next page. RCCC, okay, is the mission base. Okay, follow my hands, okay? And not my steps, but my hands, okay? Okay, so based on the teaching of the Bible, and also, and through prayer life. And you have outside, you have inside, building, from Bible and from and the prayer. And with the cross, and the logo of RCCC is three doves, like Holy Spirit, but based on the cross, from God, Jesus' resurrection, heavenly position. And often I say the Christian is really like an eagle. Okay, but anyway, I said it's last. Okay, what do we do? Next page. Okay, my hand's fine. Okay, from local to where? Next one. To the ends of the earth. Okay, next one. This is a chart, and zoom in our mission deacon made for where we had been this year. In the minority of China, in Central Asia, in Moscow and Europe, and this is more like Asia. And the next page is Mission China. We starting, no matter you are ABC, OBC, ARC, you know what's ARC? American Raised Chinese. Yeah. You know ABC, you know OBC. Most of you are ABC, I'm OBC, and lots of you are ARC, American Raised Chinese, and besides Caucasian. Okay, so this on the green side is the developing and cities, but at this part is the minority is the underdeveloped, and that is where my heart is. I told my wife long time ago, could you spare half a year, every year, and stay with me? We go there to preach the gospel to the other side of China, to reach those minorities and the unreached. I'm a person, I can stay with a 5-star hotel like you guys too, right? No problem. But I also can stay with next to the cow, to the pig, and to the chickens, to all kind of animals. I'm a person, I just feel comfortable as long as I follow God's leading for mission. Right? So if you want to follow me, you will have lots of fun. Okay, I go very quick for China to let people know a little bit. They have a long history, 5,000 years. And this is the only thing you can see from the moon. And economic, this is Shanghai. And this is also Shanghai, next one. And world number one, reserved. And 913 billion by end of 2005. Passing Japan. Japan has 850 billion. Okay, this is China economic. This is Shanghai. And where my wife from. Okay. And technology, and they compete with Japan right now. Who can reach the moon first? Oh, my scum. So out of battery. Anyway, did you mind I step aside and go with you? So now you are the boss. Okay. Oh, this is not working either. Oh, I pressed the wrong one. Okay. They pass in from the third generation to the fourth one to the new one, and they're reaching out to the West. Okay, this is the political. The next one. And this is the, who is this one? That's me. Okay. This is the society. They're based on the communist Marx. This is the Marx. You know that, okay? Okay, I took a picture. This is the St. Paul Cathedral. So this is a society still based on this. Okay, next one. And the culture. This is the old, this is the new. This is Qingdao, where I was born. And this building is the headquarters of Haier, a very number one big company in those electronic. And this four red ones, this is like a four season of the year. And they have 12 floors, like 12 months of the year. They have 365 rooms for 365 days. This is China. Okay? And this is new. This is Hong Kong. Okay, this is where Uncle Wei may be from, right? Okay, next one, please. And this is a step up. Okay? By not following Jesus. We wish they're following Jesus. Okay? Okay, next one. And this is Reverend Huang and Pastor Chen preaching in Xi'an. They have now they have 1,000 people. Grow so fast. But government just scatter them around. Unless they let the three self-pastors to teach there. And you cannot have more than 50 people gather together. So this just happened last month. And we just received a phone call this week from another place. And they're also having the same problem. Okay, next one. And the target group, you have intellectuals. And we preach at those universities. And Elder Jiang went to there, have a university from Beijing and Tsinghua. And they have 200 people went together, and 50 were non-believers. After 4 days of gospel camp, 45 out of 50 accepted the Lord. Because they thought scientists will never believe in Jesus. But Jiang and the other one, they are outstanding scientists, and that they are their model of their future. If they trust, believe in Jesus, they cannot say anything, right? So any of lots of you, you can use in your expertise, expert and background to serve the Lord for the intellectuals. Next one, please. And RCCC in Shanghai. Okay, next one. And they have over 300 million children. This is the size of America. 300 million. Okay. They have so many children alone. Okay, next one. And the youth, they have more than 200 million. And the next one. They have minority, 490. Okay, keep going. And okay. They just returned. This is our deacon, Lu Ming, and another brother, Wang, and the Pastor Chen, next page. Okay, next one. This is Pastor Chen. We partner with PI, Minority, doing ministry in Guangxi. And also, this is the work with the government, local government. Okay, next one. And they have all the children there. They have puppy shows and the Bible story. Okay, next one. And so you have to cross the distance. Not only that, next one. This is Silk Road. Because God gave many Chinese leaders a vision 60 years ago to cross from the East China to the West China to preach the gospel all the way through the steppe. And this is a 300 meter, just almost 10,000 feet high of ground. Very thirsty. One time I booked my ticket already, tried to preach there. But because my partner been having trouble with the government, so my wife called me from U.S. I have to cancel my plan. So twice. I couldn't make it. Okay, next one. And this is Hudson Taylor. And he's the younger one, the Jimmy Taylor, will be here as for our mission speaker. And if I have 1,000 lives, I will give them all to China without a single exception. If a Caucasian from England loved the gospel, loved the China, Chinese people, and we are blessed so much by the Lord, don't hold on to yourself. not just taking, but also giving. Okay, next one. And the poor are waiting for you. Those kids and those. Okay, next one. You have just entered. Here I come. That's me. After I got, this is a Mongolian. After I got there, and I have the urge, I said, where is the men's room? And the brother told me, we have no such term. As long as it's beyond this fence, that's all yours. feel free. Okay, all yours. Wow. I've never been such a big men's room in my life. Okay, next one. This is Taiwan. The hike, okay. The highest building in the world this moment. And the highest density of Buddhist temple as well. Okay, next one. I just downloaded yesterday from the web. See? The toilet. And we want the idol worship. We want the idol worship removed from Taiwan and to preach the gospel. Okay, next one. Press it. Gone. Okay. Okay, next one. Next page. Okay. And I went to Donghai University to preach the gospel. It was John. He's supposed to go because I was on my way to Moscow. And he said, hey, Mencha, on the way to Moscow, you can stop Taiwan and to preach the gospel for me. Because we say, Tong Gong Tong Ming, you know. If you don't know that, it's okay. Anyway, so, and I said, okay, fine, no problem. So I promised him that I went. And end up, I found out the ticket. If I, from Taiwan to Moscow and return from Moscow to here, I will pay 2,300 more. So end up, I returned to U.S. and left from JFK. So it's not by the on my way. It's extra trip. And I was sick in the morning when I left to Taiwan. I had high blood pressure, and I had the pulse. It's 98, and the fever. And but I realized one thing. When you can do nothing, God can be 100% in control. They also asked me to call people to the front to accept the Lord. I said, I never did that before. And I don't like that idea. They only have 2 days camp, only one night stay outside. When I make the altar call for twice, total of 120 people out of 226 non-believer step forward, accept the Lord. It's not me. Because the best time I've been prepared so well after my preach, I said, who want to accept the Lord? There's no single hands. So from that day, I overcame. I didn't care about all. Nobody raised their hand or 100 people raised their hand. Only his word. Amen? Okay. Okay, next one. We have to move faster. This is Moscow. From there, I went to Moscow. I've been sick. They celebrated the 60th anniversary of victory and George Bush there. I don't know. The American president always like to follow me. Back to 98, my wife and I, we went to Xi'an. And after 2 weeks, Bill Clinton went to Xi'an, stayed the same hotel. Okay? And we went back to Shanghai. And 2 weeks later, he moved back to Shanghai and just stayed the same hotel. Okay? They have so many good hotels there. They just follow me. Okay? And so even George Bush, too. This is Moscow. this is Moscow. This is me. This is Steve Mark, their local pastor. And they have, this is the first day I was sick. And they have 15 group people. Eight among them were non-believers. Move. Okay. And the first night, all eight non-believers accept the Lord. Because the first time Phil with me at the dinner table, when I preach, three accept the Lord. And then at there, I only spent 10 minutes preach the gospel to them. I said, who wants to accept the Lord? Follow me. Because the others still progress to the small office. And five people follow me. And this guy been listening, a churchgoer for 10 years. He accepted the Lord the other night. His wife, so happy. Okay, next page. This is Europe. Okay, we have to move faster because Europe is nothing to say about it. Oh, this is too easy. Okay, Europe is too easy. Okay, so Cambridge. Okay, next one. Okay, Paris. This is Angelica loves the most. So you're from there, right? And okay, Okay, I really don't have time. One day I try to find men's room again. I have many stories about men's room. Okay, this, I promise only say this one. And it's there. I said, where is the men's room? And they said, upstairs. I thought the next floor. So I went up. And then I found out I have to walk 326 steps to the second middle of the tower. That is so up there. I didn't know that before. So I walk 326 stairs to get to the men's room. This is Berlin. Our church has been there many, many years. There used to be only 20 people. If outside speaker, maybe 50. Now they have 180. This is only part of it. And they have 18 people baptized. My wife and I have been there last year. And this is that they have seminary training right now. Okay. Next one. And this is how do you say it? Marcel. Don't love it. Okay. And okay, and here. And Pastor Huang made that arrangement for me to have a revival meeting for them. Revival. Okay, listen carefully. And when I stood to the pulpit, I look at the people's face. I know so many non-believers. I'm such an experienced people, right? So I said, how many people never heard about Jesus and never accept Jesus yet? They only like 30-some people at the first day, not four, because only the 2 years. 12 people raised their hand. So at the right moment, I switch my topics from revival to gospel. And after I preach, I said, how many of you are willing to accept the Lord? 11 out of 12 raised their hand. So God can work almightily as long as you trust in Him. I don't even prepare for that, right? I prepare for the revival meeting and end up like a gospel camp. Okay, but by the day I left here, I left there. Everyone accepted the Lord. They have newcomers too. Okay, anyway, they want us to go. This is Rome. Okay, next one. This is Pescara. This is the place I just went on April time. I was at the Rome at the St. Peter's Square. After I left, 4 hours the Pope died, but nothing with me. Okay. But then I preach at here. Then after I returned, I made a deal with the leader to train that church. So Pastor Chuan Chu went there May, and Elder Chuan Chu, Elder Yao went there June. So I always the first one to find the place and the same people go. That's, okay, next one. Okay, this is your team, right? English team to Hungarian, right? This is the pastor and his wife. And this handsome young man. Okay, next one. And this is our partner, Go International. This is a young couple with the English team. His personal PC, the lifesaver, is all your pictures. Steve and Christine. Okay, and next one. Do I have that? Okay. This is where I'm focused right now. This is least reached. I have to follow fast, otherwise people are late. Okay, this is the area, and this is the place I went twice already, and traveled 3 times, but I only visited there longer time, 2 times. And since the Soviet Union broke down, and they built 3,000 temples, Muslim temples, in 50 years. But where are Christians? There are not many. Okay, that's why. Okay, this is sermon with them, and this is the first Christian school at Muslim country. Elder Young will bring the group to here maybe November time. Okay, next one. And this is the class we accepted. We adopt. RCCC support one class. Because some class I went in there, I asked them, who accept Jesus Christ already? Almost all kids raised their hand. Many of them are Muslims. So praise the Lord for that. And this is the Back to Jerusalem team. And across the, this is Back to Jerusalem. We're also going to start a seminary school to train the local people and the other Chinese people from across the Tianjin from other side of China and send them to Muslim world. And I'm one with the board member. Okay, next one. This is there. This is the college kids. This is the marketplace to preach gospel. And this is the local pastors and to cooperate with them. See, my hat is much beautiful than Pauline. I have the robe too. I have even have my shoes. But for me, I forgot. Anyway, this is Uzbekistan. I had a worship with them. Okay, next one. This is Russian. Next one. the Russian Christians? This is me, okay? He's just too tall. I'm not sure. Okay, next one. And I had a short sharing about the mission. This guy is the bishop of the 126 churches, but only 30 government allowed to have meeting. All the other 96 have to hold underground. So going back, I'm leaving next Thursday to the mission field, go back there, help them to plant churches. Okay, and okay, next one. This is a beautiful kid, and he has a hernia, right? Like this. And those two are twin brothers, both 8 kids. And this is without the healthy feet. Okay, next one. This is a lot of Christians, she's doing that. And because you cannot preach gospel. But once you help those people, those all 8 kids and open. So when you help those kids, government will let you do it. Even you preach gospel, they let you do it. Only exception. So this young girl, she served there. And those are co-workers, and they're doing through their sacrificial life. This is ABC from U.S., California, and help them to have worship. And this is that old lady and going to die, but she has converted from a Muslim to Christian. And this Africa, Pastor Lan is there. Okay, next one. And reach out to the world. I like this one. That's my favorite. And I say, that's me. I'm leaving next, I'm taking off Thursday again to find the reaching out to the world. All the pastors and elders like this, we go first. And the next one. Mission team, okay? Whoa, comes the team. And this guy. That's them, okay, the mission team, okay? And but we need all support from all members and all ministry. This is a worship team, not long ago. And this is your service here, right here. And this is the church. Okay, next one. Okay, 4-time missionaries are most needed. Who is this guy? Margaret Quart. We shift her to the front end, okay? So pray for her. We don't know where she will be landed. And this is Paul. That is okay, later. I'm with them. Okay, then we work with the partners. This is the previous president. This is a new president. I've been invited to attend the meeting with Margaret Kwa. Very, very wonderful mission organization with 300-some missionaries at 25 countries. And this is the Pakistan team. This guy is in charge. He has 3 kids with him the other day. And I will visit Pakistan, and India next May. I didn't get approved from my wife yet. But anyway, this is the partner international. And that's where we went in China for minority with them. He will be here, Paul Chen. He will be here October 1st week. He very good English speaker. He also very good worship leader and senior pastor. And okay. And this is FC. And because John is my dear brother, he tired of being the CFC. He want me to do it because he dumped things he doesn't like to me. That's a good brother for. So I will do that. Okay. And this is a CCHC, and they have almost 100. Oh, watch my hand. They have more than 100,000 people from Fuzhou we can reach out. This is our backyard. Okay, next one. Be careful, okay? And we preach the gospel all the way across the minority, the Central Asia, Middle East, back to Jerusalem, also from the other way to Turkey, back here. Okay, next. B2G, back to Jerusalem. Okay, next one. This one, okay. Okay, next one. That one, I just show you. They have 6 leaders from China, mainland China leaders. And they have, 4 of them have more than 1 million members. And they form a back to Jerusalem fellowship group. And I was the only one from overseas because they've invited me to train their entire national leaders and at the different places. So they're like me because they cannot speak good English either. So that's why we get along very well. Okay, this next one. Develop your strengths and then you can take off. Okay, this too I cannot translate. And the next one. And vision-driven church and strategy thinking and then effective execution, then hold down your value. It's follow his steps, and then you can take off, move along. Okay, next one. Okay, this is in my office. There to roll. So, and we are Christians as eagles, right? We can fly high because we have light and from heaven. But there are many Christians like chickens. Never lift up their head, just find things to eat, to enjoy. Okay, so they lose their strength to fly. Okay, I want you to step out from your comfort zone, follow Jesus, and fly high, and follow his steps to the end of the earth, and here and now. Last one. That's it. So, sorry for... Sorry, being past late, so we have to pray together. Dear Lord, you are the head of RCCC, and you are the head of all your churches through generations. Dear Lord, we only have a short time on the earth. Make our life being worthy to live, to follow your steps, to do your work. And when we return to heaven, and we can hear your welcome, said you are my faithful, my good and wise servant, because you are so faithful doing the little thing for me. So dear Lord, speak to each one of us. You are the Almighty God, the living God today. You can be the God of David, the God of Peter and the Paul. You are the God of me. So we consecrate our life to you once again. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray.